God is really building the momentum of our faith and of our hearts and of our lives and in the movement of moving forward with God. And our message from God is a good news message. The gospel means good news. And that's good news of salvation, wholeness, deliverance, health, prosperity, a life walking with the Spirit of God and in relationship with God. As we know, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. We are the sons of God. And we are the lights of this world. And we have that word of ministry of reconciliation. These words that we speak from God are the heavenly words. Danny blessed me the other day. He was sharing with me about Ephesians chapter 6, 10. And down which says, you know, the put on all the armor of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When we look at that word, it's the word rhema. And that's the words that God gives us by the Spirit. And it carries on to say about also, you know, praying in the Spirit. So this Spirit of God that God's given us is very powerful. And when we're speaking in tongues, when we're listening to the voice of God and following His direction, and we speak in those heavenly words, then great things can go to work. God can really go to work through our faith and trusting in Him and resting in Him and letting Him give us what we need to declare. As we know, the scriptures is the graphe. They're the writings. They were the words of God spoken by the prophets, but were written down later on and recorded. These guys at that time didn't have that written down. They had to get that word from God, which is a living word, which is given by inspiration of God and is always profitable. And God has given us that Spirit, and we got a direct connection with Him so that He can lead us, guide us, energize us. And when we move with God, then there's a momentum, and God gives the momentum as we stay with Him. It's like a snowball effect. We're not decreasing, but we're accelerating. And as we stay with God, He's leading us, showing us, teaching us. We're growing, we're waxing strong in the Spirit, the wisdom of God. And God has given to us the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And when you begin to walk, yes, opposition will arise. People will say, you're not teaching the sound doctrine, you're not teaching the rightly divided word. But Jesus also said, you know, beware of false prophets. Why? They come in sheep clothing, and He said, you'll know them by their fruit. There's a lot of people that are big to speak against the movement of God, saying, oh, you're not teaching the fire and brimstone and all this type of thing. Even though that may be there, that is not our focus now. Our focus now is to get this good news of a wonderful God and of a powerful Lord and Savior whom God raised from the dead and seated at His own right hand side, that we can live and move and have our being in God, and that God is organizing and orchestrating His words to move all over the world, that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of truth as they receive the words that we speak. So we have that word of ministry of reconciliation, and God really wants us to be blessed. He really wants us to walk with Him, talk with Him, be in relationship with Him, to depend upon Him, not to rely on somebody else's knowledge or even our own knowledge. But when we stay with God, then He really is energizing us. It says in the scriptures that God is working in us both to will and to do His good pleasure. That's a continuous tense. It's not like now and again. He's always at work in us. And we receive when we got our minds engaged to that Spirit of God, when we are lined up in our thinking and in our heart and in our confession and in our living. So we're to be doers of the word, and it's when we're practicing what we're hearing that then we can begin to walk and see the results. So we receive the word to do it. If on a rugby pitch, if someone throws you a rugby ball, they're not just going to receive that ball and stand there, because everyone's going to pounce on them. But God has made us ready to move. You are ready to move. You are. Have you heard that saying, like in a race, you know, ready, set, go? No, you're ready to move. You set your heart and mind, and then you go. You set your affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. And God wants us to sustain that relationship with Him. No matter what may come up in life, we can still keep our thoughts centered with God. We should keep our minds centered with God, focused on the Heavenly Father, what He would have us do. what he'd have us speak, how he'd have us move. And I've had a really interesting week, actually, this week. I was up at 5 o'clock on Monday, had a really great day. Over the weekend, the dog, Wishbone, she was shaking, and we didn't understand that. Why was her body shaking? And she refused her food Monday. She refused her food Tuesday, and we thought, well, we better make an appointment and get her to the vet to see what's going on. Lo and behold, we made the arrangements, went to the PDSA, and they checked her over, they'd done a scan, and they found that in her womb there was loads of pus, and there was something in there blocking that pus from coming out. So they said, listen, we're going to have to do surgery on her because this can be very fatal and you need to bring her in tomorrow. So, like, man, that was one thing, grave concern to our hearts. And then the next thing, I said, well, how much will this cost? And they're like, £500. And I'm like, wow. So initially I was disturbed, initially, but then I found my mind coming back to God. And I started to thank him because there were resources there to do that. Even though it ate into what we would have paid, God still had the money there for us to do that. And so I just started to praise God because, like, God is our source of supply for all things. And he doesn't want us to worry about anything. You know, whatever may arise, whatever storm may come, and in whatever fashion it may come, momentarily we may be caught off guard, momentarily. But like when we keep our eyes set on God and keep our affections set on things above, we know that God's got the answers, God's got the solution, and then we can tell our story. So we took Wishbone in on Wednesday morning, and she had her operation, God bless her. We had to sign a disclaimer just in case anything went wrong, but we gave that all into God's hands because obviously she's 8 years old. And we picked her up, and she's recovered really well already. She's got stitches under her belly, but she's relaxing. But today she perked right up, and God is just taking great care. Like, we cover everything in prayer, we give everything to God, we know he's at work. And he doesn't want us shaken in heart or mind, no matter what it may be. To somebody else that may not be nothing, but to us it was very important that she was taken care of. And I was just thankful that, okay, we had the money there that we could go and do it. And I was thinking, God, what about those people that have animals and they go into the PDSA? Because that operation would have cost like £2,000 in a private vet. And they're going to the PDSA, which is reduced cost, and there's no payment plan. What do they do with the animals? Like, what do those people do? So I'm so thankful to my God that he does provide for everything that we need. And I know that he'll cover. And I know that anything that we have to pay out unexpected, God will give us double for our trouble. He'll restore anything that's wasted or anything that comes up. And he really is a great God of provision and love and abundance. And, you know, those things could have troubled us. We got the women coming next week, so we could have worried, oh, like, someone's got to stay with the dog. But we know that everything's going to be fine. And we know that God's taking great care. The enemy can't do nothing. He's actually upset because we are teaching the truth to people, and people are being set free, and people are rising up in their walk with God, and they're seeing the fruit, they're seeing the abundance in their life, they're seeing the peace in their life, they're seeing family situations restored. And because they're going to God, they're trusting in him, they're walking by the Spirit, they're being led by the Spirit, they're not being taken out by their problems. And lots of believers can let their problems take them out, you know, because they're thinking, well, if there's a God and I'm trusting him, I'm doing everything, you know, then why aren't things happening? But we know that God is a faithful God. He's a God of abundance. He's a God of deliverance. He's a God that will always keep us at the top. He calls us to rise to the top in every situation, and we always come out smelling of roses. Today I had a really busy week, and today I woke up and I had a little lay-in today because I've been up early every day, and I had lots of things to do. Kim sends her love. She's resting at the moment. She had a tough week herself, so I just told her to take her rest because she's going to be serving when these wonderful women come over, and I want her to be blessed and happy. So I said, darling, you just go and rest. And she's on the bed with the dog, keeping Wishbone in her place as well, so she's not up and down. So Yeah, every day with God. Like every day we just stay with God. We stay speaking in tongues. We stay saying what God says and not what our circumstance is saying. And I got to thinking, like, you know, God is really building the momentum. The adversary tries to put the stick in the wheel to stop the bike, but he can't. Like, every time that he tries something, we just get stronger. And we're victorious in every situation. The enemy's got no right, you know, to do anything. So we just don't even pay him attention. You know, he's a dog without teeth. He's under our feet. Jesus Christ has defeated him. And we've been delivered from the authority of darkness. So why do we allow our circumstances shake us up? We shouldn't. Because if we're trusting God and what God says about us and who we are in Christ, then we are staying in peace in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the challenge, in the midst of the distraction. So we don't allow those distractions to come in. And I recognize, because of all these confessions that I've been doing with God, practicing saying what God says, speaking the promises, declaring, if this happened about 3 years ago, I would have been totally out of joint, you know, because I'd think, what's going on, you know, what's happening there, I'm trying to get forward, and this come up, now it's put me back. But I realised within a couple of hours, I would say, my mind just readjusted, and then I started to be thankful. I had an attitude of gratitude, because I'm going to the God, the creator of the heaven, the earth, and the universe. And he sees in order to provide. He knows everything, and he's always got that provision there for us. But we have to believe. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. So just with that adjustment in my mind, and everything was happening really quickly, you know, you could let that overwhelm you. But when you just be still and know that he's God. God wants us to be still when these situations happen, when you're panicked or when you're rushed. Just be still. And know that he is God. Get your mind centered on God. Get your thoughts set on things above and not on things of this earth. Get those promises and start saying what God says. Then declare what you want. Then call what you want. Because this is what God has enabled us to do. He's given us this wonderful ability of Holy Spirit. And he's given us his wonderful words, which is, and all his promises, which are yes in Christ and amen. Just go to God and we just look to him. We are not moved or shaken in heart, but we keep our minds focused on things which are above. And it reminds me of Isaiah 26, where it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace. So God will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And I just was inspired to look at the words perfect. And the Hebrew word for this word perfect means complete safety, health and prosperity, tranquility. When we keep our minds stayed on God, we got that complete soundness, we got that complete safety, because we know God is backing us up, because we're not trusting in anything in this world, we're not trusting in ourselves. We're not leaning on ourselves, but we're looking to God in every situation. And in that same verse where it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, that word peace is the same Hebrew word as the word perfect, which means completeness, safety, health and prosperity and tranquility. That's established in one verse, two words saying the same thing. That God will keep us in complete safety, health and prosperity and tranquility. He says it twice. Whose mind is stayed. This word stayed, it means to lean, to rest upon, or to lean against. And it sustains us. And it reminded me of Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge what? God. In all our ways we're to acknowledge God. In all our ways. So that way in that situation that arise, I acknowledge God. I brought God on the scene. Father, this is your problem. This is your burden. And now I give it to you. Now that peace in my heart, that rest, that tranquility. Amber was talking about being stirred up. You know, situations that go on around us can stir us up. Or something that may not be happening for us can stir us up. But in our emotions, in our minds, get us unsettled, get us shaken, get us unstable, if we focus on it. But God says, I will keep you in complete safety, health and prosperity and tranquility. Twice he says it. As you lean upon me, as you stay your mind upon me, get your thoughts rested upon my thoughts. And this word mind means the framework of your mind. So your framework of your mind, that picture in your mind, what you're painting on the canvas of your heart, your thoughts, is God's peace, God's provision, God's heart, God's love, God's deliverance, God's faithfulness to see in order to provide for you, God's faithfulness to deliver you, God's faithfulness to make you the head and not the tail, because you are trusting in him. And that word also means not just framework, the framework of your thinking, it means your imagination. So you can imagine when you're first given a news about something and it's negative, the imagination can run wild. Oh, I got to pay this. Oh, well, I'm going to have to use this money to pay for this. And then your imagination can run wild. Oh, everything's going to go down and everything's going to go wrong. And so we can, if we think to the negative side, the worries, fears and the doubts, which issue an unbelief, then our imaginations, the pictures in our mind, the fear starts to magnify itself. But when we stay with God, when we lean upon God and rest our thoughts upon what God says, then our imaginations, we see the deliverance, we see the answers, we see the solution. God is able to give it to us because he's keeping us in that perfect peace, that perfect soundness in our hearts. And then we set our affections on things above. In Colossians 3:15 it says, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which you've been called in one body, and be thankful. So like in the world we can be unthankful because we got to pay this extra money out, or we got this bad situation on, our pets have got to go through some problems, or our family's got to go through some problems, or we got some great things coming up and the enemy's trying to stir things up, but he's got no right. We don't accept it, and we use our authority and we call him out and we call him away, and we render him useless through the authority of our word as God energizes us. So we're to guard our heart and we're to guard our mouth. God says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. God wants us to keep our thoughts set upon him. And as these situations arise, we bring our mind back to the faithfulness of God, the power of God. We know he's with us. We know he'll never leave us or forsake us, right? And then, if we're guarding our thoughts, then we guard our mouth. Because if we're thinking negative about a situation that has come up in our life, then we're going to start talking negatively. We're going to start making that and painting that wrong picture, painting the wrong outcome, speaking the wrong outcome. But if we keep our minds focused on God in a situation or whatever may have come up, and we will start saying what God says, we know to call those things which are not as though they were. We know that death and life is in the power of the tongue. We know that we're not giving our authority away because we're releasing negative words out of our mouth. See, when we release negative words out of our mouth, we give Satan permission to go to work. We give him consent and we don't even realize we've just done it. And then we wonder why things are getting worse. So we just bring everything back to what God is working in our heart, what God puts us to say from our mouth. So we put that guard around our heart and the guard over our mouth. It says that in Proverbs. And we do it diligently. We seek God. We consider the things with God. Okay, God, this is not a problem for you. You can take care of this. You can provide for that. I'm doing what you want me to do. My heart and my love is for you. I'm living my life unto you. I'm practicing the things that you want me to do. So I know that this is really going to be taken care of by you. And it also says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imagination and everything that lifts itself against the knowledge of God, and that we're to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So every negative thought you bring captive to what God says. It says you're to do it. God's not going to do it. You've got to do it. You've got to cast down those negative imaginations or wrong thinking. You cast it down and you bring that promises of who you are and what God says you have to you, and you let that come out of your mouth. So it says, cast down imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into prison every thought and lead it captive to Christ, right? So we say what God says. We say those heavenly words. We say what we want, and we don't say what we see. We don't say the emotions. We don't say the problem. We don't say the negative of the things. But we speak what God says, and we really watch what comes out of our mouth, because emotions start with a thought. And if we start dwelling on the situation, then those emotions get worse, and it ties you up in knots. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So we don't let things tie us up in knots. We take a stand with God. We know God's with us. We know we have that direct access. We know that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Right? We have great authority. We're to rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ, and we can. And we can have an abundant life, and we can have a healthy life. We can have a prosperous life. This is what God promotes all through the scriptures, from the Old Testament all the way through to the New Testament. He wants us to be the head and not the tail. He wants us to have a fruitful, healthy body. He wants us to be in a position to be the lender and not the borrower. He wants us to be able to be blessed, to be a blessing, and he's blessed us to be that blessing. So we refuse any negative feelings, thoughts and emotions. We refuse anything outside of us that's trying to work its way in. If you get a pain, don't accept it. You rebuke it. Don't let that pain come upon you by thinking on it. And the more you dwell on it, more that pain sets in. Satan whispers through the things that are in this world. And when we start accepting those lies, then Spirit's going to affect you. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We are totally free. We have authority. And we are seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We know that. That's what the scriptures say. That's what we know to be true. That's what we believe. That's what we practice. That's what we need to practice. We got the Spirit of God where we can thereby speak in tongues. That's what we practice. And the other things that we practice that we've been encouraged, you know, staying connected to God every day, giving everything to God, thanking him for a successful day, thanking him that he's arranged everything perfectly for your day, regardless if anything comes up, you know he's got a way out of that, and he's already got the answers and solutions. So we go to God for our answers, we go to God for our solutions, and we stay our mind, you know, we stay our mind, we run our race, we keep moving forward, we don't let anything stop the momentum that God has already got you in. A lot of people begin, but they don't continue. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the what? Truth shall make you free. It keeps you free as you keep doing. It says that we're to receive the word, that we're to retain the word, and that we're to be doers of that word. So I know each person on here is practicing those things with God. You know, keep practicing with God. There will be distractions come up, but we are way above it. It's under our feet. We have that direct access to God. We get our comfort from God. We get our wisdom from God. We get our peace from God. We get our provisions from God. We got our health from God. Jesus Christ has paid the price. He's paid the price. By his stripes you were healed. He became poor so we could become rich in our lives, in everything, in our heart, in our mind, in our words, in our relationships, in our finances, in our ministering, in our ministries. And so that's where we keep our thoughts. We keep it positive with God, with what God has said to us. And we don't let tiredness overtake us. We don't let somebody else's negative attitude affect us. Let them carry on. And if people want to speak against you, let them carry on. Let your fruit show that you're walking with God. Because when you're walking with God, you will have fruit in your life. You will have the fruit of the Spirit of God and that peace of God in you, dwelling, manifesting that peace, that self-control. All the wonderful fruits of the Spirit will be manifested within you and coming from out you. People will know there's a difference. That Christ will be shining through you. People will think, wow, this person, like, there's something about this person. They're really different. They're not like the people in the world that get freaked out. And then when we're speaking the wonderful heavenly words to, because we're praying for laborers, we're desiring to see God's word move, then God will send to us those laborers, because that's where our focus is. Jesus Christ had many distractions in his day, but he kept his focus with God at all times. He went to the Father at all times. Sometimes he withdrew himself for a short period of time, and then he came back with the answers and direction from God, and he knew exactly what to do. He was led by the Spirit. He spoke by that Spirit of God. He knew the scriptures also, okay, but he wasn't carrying a bunch of scrolls around with him. He was carrying the Holy Spirit around on him, and he was moving by that. And so when we allow God to work in us, it's a living relationship. We are, someone mentioned living epistles. We are the living epistles, known and read of all men. Well, if you've got no fruit in your life, how can they read you? They can read the negative side of you. They can read the, oh, well, they got nothing different to anybody else. They're no different to anybody else, how they speak, their bad attitude, their reactions. But we stand out. We stand out. We got a life to live, and we're shining. And we are moving in God's momentum. So we just keep our minds stayed on God, because we know who we are. We know who our God is. We know what he's accomplished for us, and we trust God above everything else. We can't see God, but we can see the results of God's love and his power manifested in our life. And we're to look at each other as Christ. We're not to look at each other after the flesh. So God is with us. He's for us. So when things are moving, the enemy will try and kick his heels, but he's nothing. He is absolutely nothing. Treat him as such. Treat him as such, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And whatever things try to block you, God's got a way around it. You just got to be led by that Spirit of God, else you won't get around it. God says, you come to me for direction, you come to me for wisdom in the situation, and I will show you what to do. So this week has been a great learning week for me, and it actually showed me my growth, because I know my old reactions. By saying what God says, we're replacing those old programs in our minds. That old man's reckoned dead to me, and I'm no longer the old Lawrence. I'm the Lawrence Christ. I'm moving as my Lord and Savior moved, and I'm perfecting that every day, because my mind is stayed on God. My whole life is about God. It's dedicated to God. It's not dedicated to this world. Jubilee, I'm not even thinking about Jubilee. I'm not running like the world does. They put something on and everyone wants to go to it. It doesn't interest me one bit, because my business is to do my Father's business. And if a door opens up for me to go somewhere, then I always go to God. Do you want me to go? It's going to be great fun, I know, God, but do you want me to go? Just because everybody else is going doesn't mean to say I gotta go. Can you see what I'm saying? So everything with God, like, and he wants us to enjoy this life. He wants us to be blessed. You know, I might go there and he might want to be somewhere else, and someone's missed an opportunity to have the word spoken to them where they could become born again. So we don't have to do what everybody else does, but we be led by God, and we stay with God. We stay faithful every day. We stay encouraged. We stay connected to God. Sakina mentioned staying connected to our ministers, getting that wonderful encouragement. And then if you're inspired, like, you know, you want to go for a nice meal, I try and center everything round so that my life is a witness, and that I'm ready to move in any situation, and that I want to keep God first in every situation. We're not perfect, no one's perfect yet, right? But we can move perfectly if we're being led by the Spirit of God. Again, people will come up and say different things to you, but if you're moving forward with God, you've got his peace ruling in your heart, things are happening, there is fruit coming, then why all of a sudden someone's saying you ain't doing it right? Why do they come with the not so good news? The gospel is the power of God. It's good news. And if you're trying to tell people this is going to happen to you, you're going to go to hell, a fire and brimstone preacher, you're going to frighten people off, right? People want to hear the good news. Like, God loves them. God sent his son for that to pay for their sin. God sent his son for their healing, for their deliverance, so that they can have a life, that they can live with God, they can walk with God, that they can be directly connected to God. And so we give people great encouragement. And if there is a time when we need to say certain things, God bless you, Jason, take care. Thank you for leading, mate. You're the best. Then God will give us those words to speak those words. And yes, you know, all scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The words that God will energize us will be in line with what the scripture is saying. And it will be profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. And so God wants us to really move with him. He wants us to do things his way. He wants us to really stay focused. Stay our minds. Don't get distracted with the things of this world. Don't get distracted with what this person's doing, that person's doing, this teacher's saying, that teacher. You're going to get confused. And God is not the God of confusion, but the God of peace. Where that peace, health, strength, prosperity, secureness, when we stay there, then we can really enjoy this life and living. We can really encourage other people. We can speak words of life that will bring people out of their problems. And I speak to many people, and many people, wonderful believers, they have problems, you know. And then I don't know how to do it, but I just go to God, Father, give me what to say. And then he gives me what to say, and they receive it, go and do it, and they get blessed. It's not me, I just spoke what God wanted me to speak forth. Just like the Old Testament prophets, they spoke forth what God energized in them. Yes, later on it was recorded, but at the time it wasn't. And so we move with God. We can see the examples from the scriptures of how men and women move with God. And we can walk the same way with God. And so this is a walk of love, it's a walk of power, it's a walk of strength. And we're not going to be poor, we're not going to be lacking. If we're walking with God, we're not going to be unwell. And if we are unwell, God can heal us. He's done it. He's already paid the price. It's already done. We're already completing Christ. So these were some of the things that was working in my heart. So I thought I'd just share those things.